Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, got an update for you on your Detroit Pistons. The suspensions are out for the... a brawl, fracas, whatever you want to call it. And please, I don't need 50 people calling to tell me Isaiah Stewart didn't start it. It doesn't matter. Once again, he was in the middle of it. It's just like last night. Dylan Brooks shouldn't have been thrown out of the game last night. You know why he was thrown out? He's Dylan Brooks. Mm-hmm. Beef Stew's getting the same label. I think he got off very fair here. Very light. Two games. DiVincenzo, who's a punk, a game. Ron Holland, dog in training. He's nasty. One game, Naz Reid, one game, Marcus Sasser, one game. But here's what's really interesting. David put this out here, that the Pistons account, now were they responding to Shams or was it their own account?
It was their own account.
They decided to tweet out Detroit versus everybody. And I mean, the cliches are just, can we please stop? Honestly. Mm-mm. Why do we lean into this stuff so hard? It's a good place to live. We can drop it. Do we have to be so insecure? And it's always we do this with the Pistons.
Because they're embracing the city, Mike. Just like the same account has tweeted out, what up, Doe, and all of that. Like, they're rallying their people. You know what?
What people?
They're fans.
They haven't won a playoff game in 15 years.
That's why you have to rally them. Because you got to say, hey, we got something going on here.
You know what we have?
And they're trying to take this away from you.
No, we have an all-star in Cade Cunningham. We have a coach who's actually trying and not a grifter in Monty Williams. For 1 year, we haven't had to talk about drama. We got a team that shoots it. They lead the league in dunks. They guard. I can talk about all the good stuff. You know what I don't need? Lazy-ass stereotypes. I'm not in the business of selling sweatshirts. I want to talk basketball. So I'm just tired of it. I get tired of leaning into that crap like somehow we're lesser than. Oh, poor Detroit, so we got to be us versus everybody. Or, oh, we got to be the bad boys. No, how about we can just be the best team in the league with one of the ascending stars in the game, and we're going to go get help for him, and we're going to go win the damn thing in the next 5 years. I get tired of the limiter. It's the same thing. You never hear the Wings do that crap. You never hear the Lions do that stuff, and you sure as it, well, the Tigers, I mean, hell, this town doesn't know they're awake.
I'm about to say, the Tigers just did that.
What do you mean?
With the whole Scooble thing.
No, that was a video, and it was pathetic because at the end of the video, if you're not announcing your contract extension, I don't need to hear from you.
No, but in the video, hit every Detroit bingo right, cliche.
It was all cliche?
Yeah.
So look, the suspensions, no big deal. I think he got off good there. Stewart's already been, this is his seventh suspension. He is a repeat offender. Very easily could have been more. So I'm glad the league didn't overdo it. But the next time he gets involved in something, you better hope it's not in the playoffs. Because it'll cost you. He's a good defensive player. I know he's a backup center. Stats don't tell the value. The value is rim protection, physicality, and look, he's a defensive anchor. I'm telling you, if they play the Pacers, no, it has nothing to do with that night 20 years ago. I'm talking about these two teams and the way they play and the high passion they have. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I can already see it. Stewart will get suspended. He'll launch somebody out of a cannon. So that's my one fear. But yeah, the Detroit versus everybody thing, just enough. Stand on your own 2 feet and you win because you're good. It's not you versus everybody. It's every city versus everybody. Stop with the cliches. Yes, Dave.
Because the point is, and you mentioned it to start the topic, is, you know, Pistons fans want to say, well, he didn't start it. That's the point, though. Because if you're in a playoff series, if you know you can agitate him or get him involved in something that is going to get him kicked out of a game,
yep.
We are in a very fine margin here to try to win a series. And if you miss him for a game or whatever happens and that costs you that game, you're now losing that series. That's important, people. So stop. Oh, it wasn't him that started it. Well, that is the problem. He gets involved in things that he shouldn't. Now, I'll say this. And I'll only accept it if it's this. If you're trying to protect your star, if Cade Cunningham gets involved in something happens to him and you want to go over there and protect him because you can't lose him because that will really lose a series or a game, I get it. But come on. Stewart is always involved.
Yeah, and that's the point. And again, last night you had Dylan Brooks inappropriately thrown out of a game. Why? He's Dylan Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't want to see that happen. And look, if you were playing the Bucks, hell, I'd be ready to guarantee you win a playoff series. Bucks are toast without Lillard. I think it's coin flip at best against Indy. And I don't believe you're beating the Knicks. As long as Jalen Brunson is back, which all signs are pointing to, he will be. No, I don't think you're winning a 7-game set. I actually think it hurts the Pistons as a first-time playoff team and a bunch of young players. It hurts you to be in a 7-game series. The 5 gives you a chance to steal something, and the 7 is where cream rises to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I want to see what it looks like when the draw comes out. And I'm excited we get playoff basketball, and I don't think teams are going to be thrilled to see this team. But I also, like, I don't need them to take on a persona other than who they are.
Yeah, except for the only time that they've won, been successful, they've worn this persona where we were the bad guys, we're the tough guys. This is Detroit, and I think they're trying to hone into the bad boys into going to work.
What team in basketball over the last decade has had that persona?
No, Mike.
Like, I'm sorry, but I'm just
we're speaking the same language, but I just think that it's just easier for them to say, okay, let's be like the other past Pistons teams that were great, and this was the common denominator. They were tough guys, and they ticked off the leagues.
I think it helped Bickerstaff to get this thing off the ground. There's no question. Tap into the identity of the organization. What I'm saying is we don't need to escalate it.
No.
Because the escalation of it will reduce your odds of winning a title. The league is not going to look kindly on this. They didn't in the 90s, and they sure as hell didn't in 04. Don't make it harder on yourself. You got a real window to be real good here in the next 3 years.
Yeah, and that's why I always laugh whenever they show, like, whenever it comes down to the NBA Finals and they show all the past champions and they just skip over the Pistons each and every time. Because they don't want to acknowledge the fact that you actually won 3 of them.
Go to Spencer. He's got something to say about the Stones. We'll talk to him. 97.1.
Hey guys. How you doing?
Hey. Good.
I might have gotten in late on this, but are you guys like upset with the way Isaiah Stewart handled that? Or is it just more of like looking forward that can't continue?
No, it's just looking forward. You didn't hear. I don't care enough to raise my voice about it. It's just he's got to keep his nose out of this crap or it's going to hurt you in the playoffs. That's it.
I would hope he's smart enough to like pick and choose his spots. But as a young fan who's like looking for like anything to root for these teams, that's what I look at. I'm like, they love each other. These guys, like, I don't think Isaiah Stewart's just trying to get in the middle of these things because he wants to be on TV or he wants to be the tough guy. Like, I think he truly sees his teammate in a scenario, and that's who he is like a defender.
Yeah, but it's
and maybe
both.
You're talking to
Spencer when you're finger pointing guys, when you're doing the chess thing with Detroit, you're playing a character.
Yeah.
Come on.
Is it bad that I love that?
No, it's not bad. It's not bad, just like it's not bad that I don't.
But no, he did it for people like you, Spencer, who were like, hey, this is all about us and everybody hates us. And you know what? I'm standing up for you, Spencer. When I go out there, I'm fighting for you.
Yeah, and at the same breath, it's like I'm watching the basketball team do that, and then I'm watching my Red Wings be as soft as anything you could possibly be. And so when I see a team like the Pistons who are winning games and they're doing something that no one thinks they should be doing, that's probably part of the reason is because they are nasty. They are a little gritty. The Lions are the same way.
Yeah, but
when you look at the Red Wings, I'm not trying to change the subject, but that team is so soft. There is none of that.
Well,
and you'll never be successful if you don't have a little bit of that inner grit, that inner love for each other that you are going to step up. And last thing I'll say before I hop off is, I would hope that Isaiah Stewart is smart enough that if they're in the playoffs, that he would not do something like that. That if it's game whatever against Minnesota, that is not the biggest deal. You can take a 2-game suspension, but that's it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you got it, Spencer. When you got 15 technicals and 7 suspensions, you lose the benefit of the doubt in my world. I'm going to hold my breath the minute somebody like looks at him the wrong way.
And you'd like to think that, he can separate the two. This is the playoffs, but for you, Mike, I hearken back
to
Draymond Green in the NBA Finals.
And Steven Adams nutsack.
Cost his team a championship.
He did. Why? Because he couldn't help himself.
Yep.